Why is my dishwasher not cleaning dishes well? Do you have a dishwasher that has been giving you problems? Or have you noticed your kitchen dishwasher is not performing as you expected? Then it is time to check up on your dishwasher. Have you done the proper checkup and still have a problem with it? Then it is time to call the kitchen dishwasher's repairman in Saddle River, New Jersey, or buy a new one. There are many kitchen dishwashers repair centers in New City, New York for those in NY. We are now in the cold season and washing plates by hand can be an uncomfortable endeavor. Not only that, you might not have the time and energy to wash the dishes one by one. Dishwashers are time-effective home appliances that every home must have. They make washing dishes easier, faster, and cleaner. They are also affordable depending on the product you want. A damaged dishwasher can ruin your dishwashing experience. It will not wash your dishes properly. It can damage your dishes and may even cause a fire outbreak if care is not taken. The underperformance of a dishwasher is due to many factors like lack of maintenance, old model, prolonged use, inferior quality of the washer, not using it properly as stated in the user manual. The unstable power supply could have damaged the electrical parts of the washer. Why your dishwasher is not washing well. Some parts of your dishwasher might be the problem and a simple DIY method can be the solution. You can change how you put dishes in the washer, the type of soaps you use, and the method of cleaning. If all the parts of the dishwasher are damaged, call a repairman or change to a new washer. Check the inside of your dishwasher, its sprayers, and filters to ascertain if they need a thorough cleaning. If these don't work, they carefully read the following tips to know what might cause the problem. Problem: loading problem. Have you noticed that you have a problem putting dirty dishwares in the dishwasher? Fret not, this is the most prevalent factor that affects the workings of a dishwasher. It prevents it from efficiently washing the dishes thoroughly. Causes: too much load in the dishwasher does not leave room for the washer to wash the dishes. Incorrect use of the dish rack doesn't allow water and soap to reach each dish in the washer. If the dishes put on the topmost rack is dirty after cleaning, check the spraying arms. There might be something obstructing the spraying arms. When the arms are obstructed, water and soap won't reach the dishes. Hence, the dishes will remain unclean. Solutions: load the dishes properly according to the manufacturer's instructions. Never put too much load in the dishwasher. Ensure you leave enough room for each dish to allow soap, air, and water to go around. Put large dishwares properly at the lowest rack. Long items should be put along the perimeters of the rack in order not to block the spraying arms. Place glass items correctly at the topmost rack. The glass items can be in the middle of each time to prevent them from moving when washing. Also, position the items beneath the racks. Inspect the spraying arms to see if they work properly. Don't start the washing cycle until you've rotated the spraying arms with your hands. This will ensure their free movement without being blocked. Problem: food remnants in the dishwasher. When you don't regularly clean the dishwasher, food particles tend to be stored inside. When the particles have accumulated, it can cause the growth of molds and mildews. Molds and mildews grow in warm and damp surroundings. When these occur, they will block the arms and filters and stop the washer from washing properly. Solutions: many dishwashers come with maintenance tips. The manufacturers instruct the users to clean at least once a month. This cleaning will remove stubborn residues and prevent the growth of molds and mildews. You need to clean the filters, spraying arms, and tubs. To clean the filters, turn the filters anti-clockwise to remove them. Afterward, cleanse all the filters with water and gently scrub with a softly made sponge. Put back the removed filters in their places by turning the central filter clockwise. To clean the spraying arms, remove both arms. Then cleanse them inside water and scrub with a smooth sponge to remove molds. If the arms are clogged, use a broomstick or toothpicks to remove the clogged items. Buy new arms if the old ones are beyond cleaning. To clean the tub, empty the washer. Put a container that has little white vinegar at the top rack inside the emptied washer. Press the automatic run cycles with warm water, but do not add soap to it. Let the first automatic wash finish before repeating the cycle. Problem: soap or detergent usage. You can't wash dishes with soap and water. They are important factors in ensuring your washer washes your dishware clean. Causes: when you incorrectly use detergents, it can hinder the workings of your washer. It can even leave an oily residue on your dishes. A faulty or broken soap dispenser will unevenly spread the detergent and leave the dishes dirty. Solutions: know the right quantity of detergent to use. When you put a very small quantity into the dishwasher, it won't clean the dishes. If you use too much soap to wash the dishes, there will be remnants of the detergent on the dishes. Check the carton of the detergent for the specific quantity you can use. Use soaps of good quality. It is advisable to use detergent meant for removing grease for oily dishes. Keep your detergents in a cool place free of moisture to make them last longer. Use the detergents at least 3 months after buying for an active result. Examine the dispensers to see if they are fully open to sufficiently dispense detergents when needed. Replace the dispensers when they are damaged. Problem: water allotment. Another problem is when the dishes are not getting the right amount of water during the wash cycle. Water is essential to rinse the dirt and soapy dishes. Solutions: there is a required amount of water pressure needed for the operation of the washer. It should not exceed it nor be below it. If it's low, the valves will remain closed. Ask a professional to check the water pressure in your kitchen and home. Examine the valves to see if they are damaged. When you've confirmed they're damaged, call a repairman. Check the spraying arms and the water temperature. Adjust the water temperature to suit the dishwasher. Conclusion: always do a regular checkup of your dishwater to make it last longer. Do not hesitate to call the Kitchen Dishwasher's Repairman in Saddle River, New Jersey for help. You can also find Kitchen Dishwasher's repair centers in New City, New York.